Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Krisus, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Aleilu, on these that we just learned about in the previous Mishnah, these Averois, Chayavim, one would be Mechuyev al Zedainam for doing it b'meizid kares. Like we just learned in the previous Mishnah. But v'al shigigasam, for doing it unknowingly, b'shoyeg chatas, there would only be a karban chatas. Let's say he bows down to the Avodah Zarah, but he didn't know you're not allowed to bow down. He just thought you're not allowed to shech, you're not allowed to be makdik tayres, pour wine. He didn't know you're not allowed to bow down. Or let's say he lit a fire on Shabbos, but he thought it was Sunday, he thought it was Monday. So in other words, he knew about the Isser, but he didn't know that he was being over an Isser. That person would be chayiv a karban chatas. Now, a person who never even knew there's such a thing as Shabbos, for example, or Avodah Zarah, that's not called a shoygeg. He's an oinus. We're talking about someone who knows there are such isurim, he just didn't think that he was being over the isser. Furthermore, in regard to the 36 Avedas that we learned about, va'aloi hoida shalehen, if someone doesn't know whether he was over the isser or not, asham toli has to bring an asham toloi. A hanging asham or a suspended asham. What does this mean? We discussed it in the previous Masechta. Let's say there were two kezesim, the size of a kezes, which is enough to be chayiv on. One was the forbidden chayla, for which there is a chayiv karis. The other was fat that's mutter. Someone ate one of them. He doesn't know which one he ate. So he can't bring a chatas because maybe he's not mechuyev a chatas. But he's scared. Maybe he was over in a very and he needs a kapara. So he brings a carbon called an asham tolui. It keeps things on hold. It protects him from yisurim, although it's not a kapara. Because if he finds out, you know, that it was a piece of chaylev, he still has to bring a regular chatas. But till then, it's going to suspend his oynish. He won't be punished. Chutz, with the exception of an amitama migdash, the kadoshav. Someone who made the base of migdash, or one of the kachim tamei, he doesn't bring an Asham Tali. So again, Asham Tali, that means there's a suffix. What's the suffix? He's not sure. He's not sure if he even entered the base of Mikdash or he ate Kachem when he was Tamei. It could be he did. He does not bring an Asham Tali. The reason is, Mnei Shehuba Oilev Yared. Let's say Samataka did enter the base of Mikdash when he was Tamei, or ate Kachem when he was Tamei, and he knows for sure now that he did it. But when he did it, it was a Shaygig. He doesn't bring a Chatas. He brings a carbon Oilev Yared. What does Oilev Yared mean? Up and down? No, it means that there's a scale. It depends on how much you can afford. A wealthy person will bring a lamb or a goat as a karban chatas. If you don't have enough money, you bring two doves or two young pigeons. One as a chatas, one as a oila. And a real poor person brings a mincha. A regular chatas, you don't have a choice. It's always a behemah. But a asham toloi on a suffix is only when you know for sure that you did the aveir b'shayg, you bring a regular chatas. So therefore, a metame migdash v'kadoshav, who when it's a regular case of shoygeg, of metame migdash v'kadoshav, there's a carbon oil of a yarit, meaning it goes up or down, depending on his financial scale. So he does not bring an asham toli in the case where he's not sure whether or not he was over these averes, divi Rabbi Meir, as they held Rabbi Meir. The chachamim say, af hamagadef. The magadef as well does not bring a chatas on a shoygeg, and not an asham toli when he's not sure. Why? Because the Megadev, which we said before means someone who does the opposite of benching Hashem, and you know what the opposite of benching is, he doesn't really do a maisa, he's just saying words. And when it comes to a chatas, the Torah says you have to do an aver, you have to physically do an aver. So again, the Chachamim Aimer and the Chachamim say Afa Megadev. The Megadev is also potter from having to bring a chatas if he was over the aver for sure or an Asham Toloi. If he's not sure, Shenema, because the Torah says, Torah achas yelechem le'oise b'shgaga. For a person who acts, who does something, b'shoigig. Yatsa megadev, she'noise b'maisa, with exception to megadev, who's not really doing an act. He's just talking. So memela, once the megadev doesn't bring a chatas, you also don't bring an asham toli. Because an asham toli is only when there is a chatas. And the Batanur says that the alacha is like the chachamim. Okay, so chazing over Mishnah Beis, on these Isuri Loises that we just spoke about, the Mishnah told us, b'meizid there's karis, but on a shoygeg, it's a carbon chatas. If a person is not sure whether he was over the aveira or not, he brings an ashem tali, exception to the rules, the tami milish v'kachav, being that you don't have the standard carbon chatas for someone who did this b'shaygig, rather it's an oil of a yoyred. He may bring either a behema, a bird, or flower, depending on his financial status. So therefore, there's no ashem tali. It's a halter meir. The chachamim say, add something else to the list that has neither a chatas or an ashem tali, and that's a megadef. Because he's only doing the aveira with his mouth, there's no action, there's no chatas. And if there's no chatas, there's no ashem taloi.